The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Communication Studies, is Professor Jason Roach.
It is great to be back.
It is very, very great to be back. I just asked you, because of something you said you couldn't do, were you busy being a dad, or, and then you sort of nodded forward, busy being a husband? Oh, okay, all right.
You wear many hats. I do.
You wear many hats.
And with little ones in the house, it's always one thing after another.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I'm actually indirectly looking at your phone cover screen. I see the fam in full Steelers garb here.
I would hold it up to the microphone, but nobody in Radio Land would be able to see it.
Yeah, that's true.
They can imagine.
They can.
They can imagine a very, very cute family of four. And is the little one going to college yet or what?
Only when I bring him.
Oh, okay. So
it wasn't today.
How old?
Remind me. Just turned 10 months yesterday.
10 months. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe it's almost been a year.
It totally flies.
Yes, it does. Yes. He will be in college soon. That's all I got to say. Holy smoke. Seth, right?
Seth is right.
Awesome. Let's continue around the table. Professor Kendra Evans is here from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Thanks for coming, Kendra.
My pleasure.
So I went to go pick up Kendra on the way out to come over to the McNichols Library here, where we're broadcasting from today, and she was busily helping a student understand. I heard sulfate, and then I just ran the other way.
Solubility, selective precipitation.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Very important stuff.
Yeah.
Did it click with that student?
You know, I think I saw it click, and I think it's going to require a bit more review.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
A swift kick in the pants.
Yeah. Click.
But you saw little lights go on?
I saw lights. Like, oh, yeah.
Excellent. They were strobing?
Excellent. Yeah, I definitely saw it. But I feel like it's tough, so no, probably need to lock it
they
in.
Were those of an oncoming truck.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see what kind of trucks are in the life of Professor Dan Maggio from the first organization.
No trucks.
No trucks?
Did the look on my face look like your students when you talked about whatever you talked about?
Sulfate, I think she
they
said.
They look tireder. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Tireder. We are celebrating homecoming at Detroit Mercy this weekend, which is not specifically tied to a sporting event. It's just a chance for all of our alums to come back to campus. The weather's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be great. That's why we're broadcasting live from the McNichols Campus Library today. Across the table from me, from the Department of Political Science, we have our guest panelist, Professor Stephen Manning.
Oh, guest.
Welcome.
Yay.
People are clapping.
So start teasing him now.
What will go with guest?
Turn your mic off when you're doing that.
We're glad to have you, Stephen.
Glad to be here. Thanks
Excellent.
For having me.
How's the term going so far?
Good. I'm glad I could fit this in. I was in my office watching the Senate Judiciary Committee Ooh. Hearings and ultimate vote, and I was hoping it would end to give me enough time to get here, and it did.
It did.
With an unfortunate result, but...
that's just the way it's been.
Yeah.
I've been glued to the TV for the last couple days myself. Yes. Very interesting times.
If you're a political science junkie like me, it's sort of like a narcotic. Keep running to the TV. You never turn the TV off. You know, you keep running down to check CNN and see what's going on.
Hindsight's 2020. From the very beginning, CNN yesterday had their running bar at the bottom. It said, historic hearing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's a little presumptuous before it starts, but about 30 seconds in, it was merited.
They were right, so, yes.
It's like the old Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. I'm afraid we are so cursed.
Yeah. Yes, we are definitely.
Leave it up to my ancestors.
That's right.
Come
leave
up with that curse. Thanks a lot.
Continuing around the table, Professor Prasad Venugopal is here from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry.
That's right. We're from the physics section of it.
The unnamed physics section.
The unnamed and hardly found and widely dispersed physics section.
Widely dispersed.
Well, like one on the second floor. Or one.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I thought you were referring to the content.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's good to have you here, too, Prasad.
I think you should make a T-shirt out of that.
Out of what?
Chemistry and Biochemistry Department, the physics section or the physics
That's good.
As Paul Dirac said in 1931, all of chemistry has now been solved after quantum mechanics came out.
Oh, that's true.
Or Ernest Rutherford said it's either physics or stamp collecting.
Well, a number of theologians have said that, but they were all wrong.
And those are the pound cake fueled dulcet tones of Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies.
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Yes, pound cake fueled.
Well, you know, it's good stuff.
Thanks
it's
to really the marvelous stuff. Cafe here.
Yeah, absolutely. The bookmark. We've been in here already once to record, but it is something new on the first floor of the library, so we're enjoying that. Prasad was running out. He said, wait, I got to grab my cup. Wait, I don't have to grab my coffee. It's a revelation many of us have had over the last
Free.
5 weeks.
Free?
Free, except for certain people who are sitting behind us. Yeah. Free.
Wow.
Yeah, the academic vice president had to pay for hers.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's complete our circuit around the table with Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. So now you have your Petri dishes from Stephanie.
Yes, I'm good.
What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to let my wife grow lithops in them.
Excellent.
What?
Lithops, living
little,
rocks.
Little succulents.
Oh.
Little succulents. Little succulents.
Right about now, I can't even see the street from my house anymore because my wife's got so many plants going right now.
That's pretty cool, actually.
That means the cars going past can't see you.
Exactly. Yeah, but I guess I can,
at all.
I can walk around my underwear all day long again.
A privacy hedge.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. There goes the value in our neighborhood, right?
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Where is the Lithup question set, frankly, if I think about it that way? If you stump our panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on Facebook. All right, so we've got some questions here sent in. I may have sent this a couple of months ago, but now I can't remember if I ever did. That happens every once in a while.
Oh, daily.
Short-term memory.
Wow. Now the trials of growing older, says Marilyn Bachorik of Munising, Michigan. So thanks for sending these questions in,
We're going to talk about growing older for the next little while.
We definitely are not. No, this topic is centered around this title, Let's Dance. These questions all contain lyrics from well-known dance songs.
Oh, no.
I know some are probably too easy,
okay.
But others may have made you happy just to dance along and not pay attention.
Us?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm hoping for at least one sing-along during this set.
Oh, no.
Perfect. I love it.
I'm gonna
Professor
consider...
Tubbs is in the choir.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
Then he's not allowed to sing.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
The rest of us couldn't even carry tunes if it had handles on it, okay? Come on. You got to make up for it.
We have 20 questions to play with, and she's asking for 15 for a pass. Have fun, professors. All right, Marilyn, let's see what we can do here. We'll start straightforward here. What song will make you want to, quote, squeeze me, baby, all through the night, unquote?
That sounds like a Charmin commercial.
It does. It does. However, it's a song.
It's a Charmin jingle.
This was a Beach Boys song.
And
she has dance in the title.
Oh, man.
We let the senior citizens on the panel answer that one.
Wow.
Okay, hold on.
You guys are really...
Read the lyrics one more time?
Read the lyric again. Squeeze me, baby, all through the night.
Jim, just pretend it's a Christmas jingle. That's all.
Is this...
just pretend.
Lesser known Christmas character.
Help me, Rhonda.
No, but it's a good guess.
He said it's got dance in the title.
Dance in the title, yes.
What did the Beach Boys write that's got dance?
Dance with me, baby.
Yes. It's called Do You Want to Dance?
Oh,
is the name of the song.
Yeah.
Dance.
Yeah.
There we go. Up. We got to our
sing-along. Check.
Did not take very long. Who was, quote, a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way, unquote?
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B.
That's right. The Andrews Sisters.
That's before my time.
But you knew it.
It was my parents' time, and they would play it.
That's right. What two things do you need in order to work it on out?
Twist and shout.
Yes,
yeah, you
got to
twist and shout. Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say a laxative.
Well done.
Sorry.
Dave's 2 for 2.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm not wrong.
2 for 2 on a TMI.
And the edits continue.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Michael's just going to believe me.
No, this one's
Hey, why is my microphone
There's no edits
plugged
in anymore?
We'll take care of it in post.
Dear Lord.
What did Martha think people should be doing when she sent out,
Dancing
quote,
in the streets.
An invitation across the nation. Dancing in the streets.
That was quick.
Yeah.
It was the one I knew I was just hoping he would ask.
You can name that song in one word.
I've got to jump in.
Just remember, panelists, to not forget the Motor City. What dance is so easy, quote, my little baby sister can do it with me,
the twist?
Unquote.
The locomotion.
The locomotion. Oh, yeah. Locomotion. It's easier than learning your ABCs. Come on, come on, do the locomotion with me. What's the meaning of doo-wah, doo-wah, doo-wah?
Do you want to dance?
No.
No,
now we're going back to number one.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-damo, dum-dee-dee-damo.
It's definitely, it feels that way. This is actually not a doo-wop song, if you're paying attention. Doo-wah, 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 doo-wah. This is from the swing era. No ideas, huh?
Wow.
We have that encyclopedia salesman look about us.
I think we already failed, you know.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
It was from the what era?
The swing era. It don't mean a thing if it ain't
got that swing.
Doo-wah, 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 doo-wah. All right, let's see.
Just weren't pronouncing it right. That was our problem.
Doing that on purpose.
He's not supposed to read with any inflections or sing it. Oh, he's going to give it away.
Fill in the missing song title, missing from the lyric. Come on and hold me like a lover should. Blank, blank makes you feel so good.
That was like every song in the 80s.
I know. I was going to say
One more time. It sounds familiar, but one more time.
Come on and hold me like a lover should. Blank, blank makes you feel so good.
Dancing slow, dancing close.
It's actually the name of a dance that starts with the letter W.
Watusi.
The Watusi. Oh. Yeah. Wow. There we go. Okay.
How many dances start with a W?
How many dances begin? What about the Batusi?
Also, do you know the Watusi? Yes. Yeah. No, you're a dad.
I can remember watching people do it on Shindig.
Wow.
You and your Shindig
in black
show.
And white in the 60s.
Incredible.
On the 12-inch
TV.
CRT. Which 1942 hit extolled the fun of, quote, mopping up soda pop Rickies, unquote? Whew.
Oh, my God.
What?
1942. That sounds like the janitorial theme.
I don't think I'm ever going to be able to dance again because I'll always be reminded of this and traumatized.
You shouldn't dance anyway.
Yeah.
Wait, you're talking like you do this regularly.
I know.
Are you like a dancing fool?
I certainly don't answer questions like that.
Oh, I see. So in 1942, that was the jukebox Saturday night, and a soda pop Ricky is lime syrup mixed with soda water. Mm. That's definitely got a big old red X over it. Yeah, that's not good. Don't forget who's taking you home, said the guy who wanted his girl
to save the last dance for me.
Save the last dance for me. Last dance for me. Very well done. See, it's either like feast or famine in this question set.
We're laying down a bunt or going for the fences.
What the heck is a soda pop Ricky? When a guy sings, quote, on the waves of the air, there's dancing out there, he's probably got what?
St. Vitus's dance.
Night fever?
What kind of
night fever?
Saturday Night Fever. Very well done.
You know what would help if you sang these?
I'm not going to do that.
That's
not
going to
do that. If you can just kind of think about that.
Just hum it a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. With its, quote, beautiful music and dangerous rhythm, unquote, what was the first dance song that won an Oscar and who danced to it? Don't think too hard when it comes to classical Hollywood here. Who would have danced?
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Fred and Ginger danced to what? Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. It starts with the letter C. The dance starts with the letter C.
Charleston?
Nope.
Calypso?
It's a good guess. It's all good guesses. So when you get that paltry breakfast that's just donuts and coffee?
The Continental.
Yes.
I was going to say the cheap one?
Yes. It's a long shot. It says, bonus, what was the name of the movie it was from? I'm just going to give that to you guys.
Speaking of which, there was free at the bookmark about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's from The Gay Divorcee. With Fred and Ginger Rogers.
That would have been on the tip of our tongues, I'm sure.
Of course.
There's, quote, a dance that people do. I don't know how it started, unquote. What's it called? Oh, man. These are great. These are just great. I don't even know how to describe
this. Gee, I would have said the locomotion for that one, too. Don't know how it started.
What's that question again?
There's, quote, a dance that people do. I don't know how it started, unquote. What's it called? This was big during the mid-50s.
The sock hop?
The jerbug? Continuing to be a primate, but also had a tail, you might engage in this dance.
Monkey dance?
The monkey time. I'm going for partial credit. That's the monkey time.
We know our primates.
So. Yes, yes, we know our primates. Yes. Yes.
The lemur?
Our friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, our ancestors.
In what rock and roll classic does a sailor sing about his girl, quote, on the ship I dream she there, I smell the rose in her hair?
Sounds like the Calypso.
You guys don't know this, huh?
Say it again, please.
Yes. In what rock and roll classic does a sailor sing about his girl, quote, on the ship I dream she there, I smell the rose in her hair, unquote.
Regular poet laureate.
A lot of people thought that this song was made up of curse words when really it was just being slurred the whole time.
The Ballad of Moby Dick.
No.
Louis Louis.
It's Louis Louis. Yes. Oh, no. We got
to mumbling. The mumbling is what came
into it. We got
to
go now.
Like mumble rap.
Mumble rap.
Oh, yeah. Everybody did think it was all curse words.
Yes. Yes. Okay, this one's pretty easy. The zombies, Wolfman and Dracula, were invited to the party.
The Monster
and, quote,
Mash.
The Monster
was
Mash.
Yes. What dance were they doing? The Monster Mash. Just tell them Boris sent you. You broke my heart, but now I'm back. What do I want? What do I want to know?
Do you love me now that I can dance?
Do you love me now that I can dance? Yeah. Yes. See? This is incredible. Oh, my.
Like, who is that?
What's that?
Who is that?
Who's Do you love
Everly
me?
Brothers? Righteous
Everly
Brothers?
Brothers?
I get those two mixed up. I don't remember.
Oh, gosh. I'm
it's from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
I was hoping the Peanut Gallery would just yell it out here.
Yeah.
This song asked dancers to move with me, chant with me. In the 90s, what was the mandatory goofy wedding reception song?
The Macarena.
The Macarena. Yes. Yes. So there's a little side note here. I love these. Not that it's germane to the question, but this song always makes me laugh because one afternoon at a senior citizens luncheon, my very demure mother was persuaded to get up and dance. She slipped, fell, and broke her wrist. When I got to the hospital, all I could say was, see, I made, all she could say was, see, I made an exhibition of myself, and look what happened to me.
I hope she's well now.
I hope that she's well now.
And better a wrist than a hip, I think.
Yes, that's also true. In terms of the dancing accidents we've all been involved in. He was dreaming when he wrote about waking up in the morning and thought it was Judgment Day, so he had to party. What year was it?
1999.
Yes. Tonight, let's party like it's 1999. Still salient in the year 2018. Cynthia and Jerry got a message. What do they want you to do? I like the way these questions are phrased.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia. I also like the ambient noise from the students. Jerry. Yeah. Cynthia and Jerry got a message. What do they want you to do?
Reply to the Snapchat.
You're actually pretty, I mean, you're not,
I am.
You're not,
oh, really?
Too far away. They want you to do something.
Get up and dance.
Getting closer.
Get up and boogie?
Nope.
Get down and boogie.
I'm That's surprised really you guys don't know this one. I don't know. I mean, I can picture the horn solo in this song.
There's a horn.
You're gonna have to hum a little.
Get up and sing.
No, they want you to dance to the music. Is the name of the song. Dance to the music.
There we go.
Okay.
Yes, Cynthia and Jerry got a message.
Cynthia
okay.
And Jerry, who?
I don't remember.
You don't know Cynthia Jerry?
No.
Aren't you keeping up with the times? What did you say? Reply to their Snapchat. That's actually pretty good. That's the 2018 version, you know. Here we go. Loop de loop. Shake it up, baby. What does he want her to shake?
Can we say
shake
that on the radio?
I mean, you're pretty darn close.
Be careful.
Pretty close. How about Blues Brothers Ray Charles style?
Oh. Shake your moneymaker.
Getting closer.
Shake somebody else's money.
At least if I say the Blues Brothers, it's the 1980s.
Hang on, I'm sorry. I'm still sucking my Aretha Franklin rewind from Blues Brothers.
You're not too far away. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah.
1980. Yeah.
This is terrible.
I'm really surprised.
The words without the tune, it's two different ways of remembering thing. Yeah. And associating. So I don't associate with the words more, as much as the tune. And Matt's not really singing for us today. So
not enough.
He's refusing.
Yeah, do you know any of the other lyrics that you
I'm
can
I'm trying
us
to
up
think
to
of them
it?
Right now. I'm thinking of how the song starts, because it's when the Blues Brothers go into the music shop and they're going to borrow all the instruments from Ray Charles because he's blind. They think they can just take all of his stuff without him noticing until he pulls out a pistol and shoots it at one across the bow. But then they go into a very rousing chorus of "Bend Over, Let Me See You Shake Your Tail Feather," which is a very, very famous song, first recorded by the Deutones. Double bonus, who do people from Detroit think recorded the best version of Shake Your Tail Feather? Mitch Ryder is what Marilyn says, of course.
Sure.
I'm very surprised that you
if
guys
you
don't
say
know
so.
That.
Very, very was surprised. It was probably on Madagascar, wasn't it? You would think it would have to
you
be.
You feel like, you know, the bridging of the things from our youth into the kids of today.
Is that the father of a couple of kids talking?
Yeah, exactly.
Madagascar.
Oh, my gosh. These have been very, very entertaining no matter what. And to be frank, if I look back over our ones incorrect, this is it. If we get this right,
now the pressure's on.
We,
and we have
wrong,
a live audience.
We're toast. So this is like getting 30 wrong on your
We've got witnesses.
There may be trouble ahead. There may be tears to shed, and we might have to pay the fiddler. But before all that, Irving Berlin advised us to do what? Irving Berlin.
Well, it's not. So it's Broadway, I'm guessing.
This is a Broadway era song, yes. So
okay, Irving Berlin.
Yep.
Third White 40s, Christmas.
50s.
It's not White Christmas.
White Christmas is pretty good.
Sing in the Rain.
That's not.
Nope. Nope.
What else did Irving Berlin?
I'm afraid that we are destined to fail this one.
Read the words again.
There may be trouble ahead. There may be tears to shed. And we may have to pay the fiddler. But before all that, Irving Berlin advised us to do what? Even after all that stuff, you should just...
dance your blues away?
I mean...
quit while we're ahead?
Yeah, I mean, this is all... this is all partial credit. The partial credit soon. No, what does it mean? What's the idiom that we use in modern English when we tell somebody they're just going to have to do something?
Suck it up.
Suck it up. Dance, yeah.
No.
Dance your...
pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
You have to face...
those are all true things. But you're going to have to face the music and dance. Yes,
face the music and dance.
I'm giving it partial credit.
Very generous grading.
Thank you very, very much.
Still, you know, we owe her a mug.
We owe her something.
I just like her to know that I'm going home more depressed about things I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is definitely something. I'm sorry, Jason.
Gives us some music to download, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, that's true. No, can I have that list, please? At least what I can get out of it is that list of songs, and it's a beautiful playlist.
I'm really surprised about Shake Your Tail Feather. I don't know.
Where's our Shazam app when we need it? You know? I mean,
someone on the internet last week said that someone should invent a Shazam for spiders, because I don't know whether to step on this one or not.
Oh.
That was pretty good. It's like, am I about to get poisoned or not? So this is actually a special request from one of our short-time listeners, who is my 15-year-old son, who's a high schooler, okay? Joseph Mayo wanted us, with no other prompting, I pushed really hard, he wouldn't give me anything else. He's like, do a thing where everybody talks about what their favorite thing is. And I'm like, okay, give me a thing. He goes, I don't know, whatever. So that's really good. Sounds like a teenager, right?
My favorite thing, I don't know, whatever.
Everything.
Think of something that we could have the panel talk really quick about what our favorite of something is. I think we've done movie before. We might have even done TV
food?
Show. Favorite food?
Food always
sure.
works, right, Dan? I mean,
Jason, you want to go back to your side? Are you a
favorite
like
food?
Yeah, like what's big in Pittsburgh? Talk to me.
Pittsburgh, I don't know, but Pittsburgh, they put their French fries on their sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
well,
they,
you know.
We have one of those now, a Primanti Brothers in Novi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and they do put French fries on the wraps at Bucharest, which is kind of a big deal,
yeah.
You know, over at on Livernois. So that's cool. That's cool.
But my favorite all time has got to be mashed potatoes.
Mm. Interesting.
Garlic mashed?
Garlic
mashed. Oh.
Can't go wrong.
Or the spinach mash over at Keju.
Spinach mashed potatoes.
That actually sounds
good.
Pretty
good. Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
You can't go wrong with Keju.
Nope.
Nope. Kendra, what's the story behind your favorite food?
Mexican food.
Just in general.
Just in general. But, you know, good huevos rancheros or burrito.
Remember, we threatened to bring Taco Bell one of these days for our table.
I really like Taco Bell. I could probably eat Taco Bell 2-3 times a week.
Do you have a favorite place in Detroit?
No, I don't. I don't. We just go to a couple local ones. Yeah, we don't have a particular favorite.
I'm going
to
break out into a big argument.
Of course. Well, I believe Dan was missing when Kendra made her internet joke from a few weeks ago. It's like, the way this country is going, be prepared for... It was a picture of a Taco Bell with voted best Mexican restaurant 28.
Yeah. Said, this is what happens when you don't vote.
Well, they did. Didn't they get...
Yeah. So we got Mexican, but we passed by Dan, even though
sorry,
he didn't
Dan.
Make and the obligatory Italian Olive Garden joke.
I mean, there's so many answers. If I had to eat the same thing every day, it would be breakfast.
It's kind of nice.
Eggs and potatoes, something
How about
like
chicken and waffles?
Yeah.
I went to a wedding a few years ago, and all they had was hot breakfast for the dinner. And I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. Just mounds of scrambled eggs and sausage and stuff.
I'd probably say Italian food, if anything.
Sure.
So that wouldn't be Olive Garden, by the way.
No.
In case you're wondering.
I suspected.
Oh, my gosh. Professor Manning, what do you want to add to our favorites list here?
I don't know if this is my favorite, but I'm from Boston originally, so I kind of gravitate to the East Coast. I like baked beans okay, but, you know, as a favorite food, not really. Lobster.
Oh, yeah.
Which many people are not familiar with. Many people have not even tried. There is a local grocery store. I don't think I can mention it, the official name on the air. But they have an annual in the autumn lobster fest where they import a bunch of lobsters.
Cool.
And lower the price enormously, like half price.
Right.
And it's going on now, so...
Yes, I know where that is.
You know what this is?
Yeah, I think I know where it is.
So
I don't, so you're going to have to tell us.
Okay, so after visit day tomorrow, I will... I've already put my order in. After visit day tomorrow, I'll repair to the place and pick up several and have them over the weekend.
I'm glad you mentioned it, just even in theory, because, you know, being from the Royal Oak area, now that Superior Fish is out of business.
Yes, it's gone.
They actually closed down a few weeks ago, so there's not much left.
I did not know they had closed down. This is close.
Well, that's heartbreaking.
This is close to the old Superior Fish.
That's right. So very, very cool.
What, are they going to build condos there with a Rite Aid on the first floor?
With a Rite Aid on the first floor.
No doubt.
There's going to be a couple studios so that Justin Verlander can hang out there when the Astros are in town, okay? You know, Professor Venugopal, you haven't tried the Impossible Burger, bet, so you can't say that that's your favorite thing.
No. So it doesn't have to be a full food, right? So some hot sauces.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got Matouk's Calypso sauce,
okay,
which I had in Amherst, Massachusetts. The best.
I mean,
it really burns your mouth out. But recently, I got a sauce from Rowan University. Turns out that the president of Rowan University has his own garden where he grows a lot of hot peppers.
Wow.
And then he has in his house kitchen, he actually makes hot sauces, and they sell them in the bookstore at Rowan University. And they put all the money into scholarship for students.
We're on the wrong gig.
So I bought a couple of them. It's called the one that's the least spicy is called Ali's Nasty. It's Hushman's Hazardous Sauce. And now I'm doing a total promo for it's the best. I mean, it's a great idea. Really spicy.
To have you say that makes my face melt.
I love hearing it. But my favorite dish I ever had was at an Italian restaurant, also in Amherst, Massachusetts. You walked in and I ordered the vegetarian lasagna. And you were allowed to say how many stars you wanted in terms of spiciness, from 1 to 5. But if you ordered it 6, the chef knew you wanted it really spicy. Best lasagna I've ever had.
Wow, you were the man with the iron stomach. What can I say? These questions have entertained us and hopefully you as well very, very long. But the time has come to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Thomas.
Goodbye.
Professor Conant.
Goodbye.
Professor Manning.
Goodbye.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Goodbye.
Professor Roach.
Auf Wiedersehen.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor today is transcribed in the facilities of the McNichols Campus Library Lobby. And we're also out of the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols Campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.